We're in business.
CDRA, right?
Yep.
Had a spread of papers before us.
Yes, we do. We got a stack of papers.
A lot of night ahead of us.
All right, let's get started then. I'd like to welcome everyone to our CDR meeting, May 11th. Regular meeting, 6 p.m. A roll call.
Justin.
Here.
Kevin.
There.
Mike.
Here.
Paul.
Here.
Randy.
Here.
And Sam.
Here.
Okay, next on our agenda is approved minutes of the April 13th, 2021 regular CDR meeting held at 6 p.m.
I'll make the motion to approve the minutes for the CDRA agenda as of April 13th, 2021 regular CDR meeting held at 6 p.m.
7 minutes, I'll second. Okay, I have a motion by Russell and seconded by Justin to approve the minutes of the April 13th, 2021 regular CDRA meeting held at 6 p.m. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Next, approval of claims, invoice register dated 4/10/2021 to 5/6/2021 in an amount of $10,200. Okay, get glasses here. $18.26.
What was that one again, sorry?
What's that?
Is that the invoice register you said?
Yes.
Yeah. What is the cable TV?
That's over there. We pass out through the rent.
Was that the Sunrise Engineering? Was that for the TPA? Is that pass through for the TPA?
$41,500 from UDOT and then the $3,500 match from the area here.
For the study?
Yeah,
so it's a pass.
So it's about 80% done then.
Okay.
I want to make a motion to approve invoice register dated 4/10/21 to 5/6/21.
I'll second.
Okay, I have a motion by Sam and seconded by Justin to accept the invoice register dated 4/10/2021 to 5/6/2021 in the dollar amount of $10,218.26. Roll call.
Justin?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Russell?
Yes.
Rondi?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
Okay. We'll turn time over to you, Mont.
Okay, I'll move quickly so you can get to the resolution. I met this today with Paul. We only have five hookups connections left. Only five left. And then the RJB will be paying the person that did the waivers. All the waivers have been signed. We only have one, number 10, is reluctant to sign the waivers, so I'm going to give them a call. And you only got five more connections.
Who is that number 10?
Off the top of my head, just
Is it a Marty?
Huh?
Is it a Marty? Because I had a phone call from a Marty and I never did get back to
that
Paul.
That might be, and I'm going to double check. He was talking about the line. But he only has five connections left. What I want to do is that you recall the last meeting, we've been talking a lot about Black Hawk, and we had all of this stuff with Jack here. So the follow-up to that meeting, you asked for a log to be prepared. So I'm going to have to hand this out. Jack can't be here tonight. He and Gavin had to go up north. There you go. Okay. Sorry about that.
Oh, you're good.
Okay. Mark is on the bottom of notes. Okay, what you have there, again, is a summary of what we talked about the log that you have presented there for you relates to the data that we to ask him to play.
Sorry.
Everybody got a copy?
Uh-huh.
Has he ever been compensated for any of these hours? The use of this equipment?
What he's done here is that he doesn't want to be compensated. What he's done here is that he's compiled it from last year. You see, he's gone through, started in July and goes through, makes projections the last part of this fiscal year, as hard numbers to what he actually has spent. Now, he got that stuff and I annualized it and we looked through it and then he's asking for that figure that he be paid each month to reimburse him from the use of the, only for the tractor and the welder, as I've indicated there.
Do you have a copy of that for me?
You know what, I'm trying to find out. I ran 8 copies off the 2. Somebody, I can't even get my copy. Has somebody got 2 copies? I'll make sure you got some.
She had mine when I'm down here long. I'll give her this to you.
Yeah, I can share.
So, couple questions on the, like the welder. We have a city that has a welder, it's on Frederick, just sits up there 90% of the time.
I can't speak to what his relationship is with Public Works on that. All I'm passing by is what he compiled here.
Right.
He had some handwritten notes that he had gave in drop off to me. And I put them together. It shows the number of hours starting last July through this fiscal year. And then he suggests he doesn't want to be reimbursed anything with the past last fiscal year, the past 8 years. He just asking that for the fiscal year we're doing the budget on now, starting in July, that he be reimbursed from, based upon those past figures he has there.
That's $572.91 a month.
Is what he's rounded off, $573 a month. Yeah.
So this is separate from the his salary? Is this the whole salary?
Well, now, I'll get to that one in a second, yes. This only pertains from the last meetings when he was asked to tabulate the equipment he's using. He's counting again the tractor and the welder. Those hours are actually hours he kept starting back in July. And then you'll see he goes through May. Then I use the word projected because based upon what he estimates he'll do the last month of the fiscal year, he's got projected. And then you'll see where I've annualized it.
Right.
And then I've divided by 12 and it comes out to be rounded off $573 a month. That's what he's proposing.
Can I just point out though, this isn't actually going to come out of CDRA funds. So this isn't the right place to bring this up, isn't it?
Yes, it is, because he for two reasons. First of all, CDR is paying. The other issue that came up that you alluded to is that we look at a $45,000 salary, and it relates to the budget. And so what Dave has built into the budget is that, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dave, is that he could not give them an increase. The two of them could together in round numbers get $30,000 a year. We're trying to boost them up to $45,000 a year, which would be $22,500 each. Dave couldn't do that in the recreation budget, so he approached me to see if we could pay the extra $15,000 out of the RDA. Even though all the receipts from the revenues that were brought into the arena go into the recreation budget, we said, if that's what the chairman wanted us to do, what the finance director wanted to do, I agreed that as far as I'm concerned, it's your call anyway, that it seemed logical to me that if they didn't have the money in the recreation budget to increase it from 30 to 45, we would pay the $15,000 per year and budget for it out of the RDA. Does that make sense? In other words, that $15,000 increase will not come from the recreation budget, which Stephanie's paying for, but rather it will come out of the RDA. Now, she's right on this. In terms of of this money here being paid here, that is a decision that you will make in your capacity, because that money would come out of the recreation budget. I'm presenting it here for two reasons. One, we're paying the extra 15, and B, he functions in a facility that's owned by the building authority located in the RDA. But she's right. This money, if you decide to do it, it gets into proposal, that amount per month, $573, would indeed come out, not come out of the RDA. She's right on that.
My question I have, I guess, with the one with the welder, like I said, it sits up there. I don't understand why we would be paying for a welder when we have one sitting up there. It's not in use.
Well,
you know, I'm not saying one way or the other. I'm just saying the other.
Jack, I don't know if Jack knew that.
He does know it. He claims that every time he goes to get it, it's the hassle of going to get it. So he can load his on his truck at home quicker, easier. That's what he says all the time. Because I hit him up about that.
My recommendation to you is that, because it was discussed in previous RDA, man, you take it under advisement.
Right.
And then you decide, working with the finance director, and if you want to build it into the budget, to pay him $573 a month, that's a separate decision. I'm just giving the data because we talked about it in previous RDA minutes and it's in the meetings, it's in the minutes.
The only other one I was curious is on the tractor. I mean, we did bought the brand new tractor. What is he using the bolt tractor?
His point on that is that the tractor that we bought is used for grilling and big stuff and it can't get inside the small stalls that are used to clean them out for the, and that's why he brings in his own tractor, which is a smaller tractor. And then again, he's calculating the hours as to how many hours he
uses. They used to use a little green tractor from the cemetery.
It's not big enough to run that groomer.
No, to clean the stalls.
Just for clarification, he'll use his tractor when they have a big event, because he can have either the loader on it or he can put the smaller groomer on it that fits inside the roping boxes.
That's correct.
The big groomer doesn't fit, the big tractor and big groomer doesn't fit inside the roping boxes. So what he did was he rebuilt the small groomer.
Yeah,
so they could just keep that. Yeah,
and then that. The other groomer was bought by a grant from the Eccles Foundation and from the Heritage Group, so we didn't pay any money for that.
And then I guess maybe the other question that I have, Jack is not asking, this was whether it was your idea or our idea, we talked about raising that salary from the $30,000 to the $45,000, right?
That is correct. It was nothing more than a discussion.
Right. And then Jack just submitted that. So I don't know if he's even expecting any amount of a raise. Other than we've done some comparisons with what they pay Salina, I guess, the Blackhawk.
Well, my understanding, talking today, and with the finance director, they do indeed, he and Caitlin together, do expect the raise to go from $30,000 for the two of them to $45,000.
Right, right.
And that was brought to the finance director. The finance director pointed out, you met with Caitlin yesterday, that on a percentage basis, because they started at a low base, that would be difficult because it would mean like a percentage increase was too high. So then I was told by the finance director that the RDA chairman, and also the mayor, said, would it be okay to pay that $15,000 increase out of the RDA rather than the recreation budget?
I like that, but I wondered in our discussion also, I think we talked about paying his whole salary out of the RDA. Is that not practical? Because
it was month's salary when it was changing. It was month's salary when we talked about
it. Oh, okay. It was month's?
Yeah. It was month's.
Yeah, because if I have no problem with that at all, I'll put it back in the system. I just want to make sure that my $7.54 an hour kids be covered by your liability.
Right.
That's
right.
And it but back to Jack for a second. Back to Jack a second. Kevin, all the money, the RDA doesn't get any, used to get all the money from the events. The money from the events goes directly
to the recreation.
To recreation. Mm-hmm. Recreation will still continue to pay the amount they paid the previous fiscal year, which is approximately $30,000 a year. The extra $15,000 a year will be a transfer payment out of the RDA.
I did too.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So the 45, is that for each of them or just together?
Just together. They pay 22.5 each. And no benefit package. They don't have any health insurance. Right?
I guess my thoughts are is eventually, you know, Jack and Galen may not be there anymore, and I think that we need to be in a position or already in a position to be prepared to pay somebody else, you know,
fair compensation to do that, what they're doing down there. I think it's a good time to do it in preparation for that, but not to take advantage of Jack and Mae Lynn. That's almost sounds like what I'm saying in a sense, but I'm not. But I think it's fair. I think they've been done a good job down there and have brought more events in and have kept up the place well. So I don't know. I think it's fitting that we try to be fair with them.
And again, I want to make it very, very clear what we're doing here. We're following up from previous meetings.
Right.
Paul raised the question about the equipment need, and so let's get this clear. On the equipment, all we're suggesting to you is that based upon the calculation of the logs, that you consider that they get $573 a month to cover. And it's just something for you to consider in the budget process.
Well, I'd like to bring up, too, you don't have anything here about the trucks.
No. He's okay with that.
His private equipment, man, I know he is.
Yeah.
But he's not even listing his private equipment, right. Trucks and everything that they use. This morning, I seen him pulling the tractor back over with the truck and his trailer. Had that trailer on it, or that tractor on it and everything. I mean, anything that they get, they got covered.
Well, Kevin put his finger on it. The main hours you see, though, those 37 hours and 175 an hour for tractor, based upon the figures he got from, he had to pay. And Kevin is absolutely right. His personal tractor is of the size and flexibility compared with the other tractor where he can get those stalls and stuff ready.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of them. When you got multiple events going, multiple arenas, you outfit your, sometimes you're using a loader, sometimes you're not. And the time you start spending the time to take loaders on and off and groomers off and on, it's just handier to have. And in a normal situation, we may do, but we've done one rodeo and one grounds, and they're doing multiple grounds and multiple arenas. Warm-up areas, and so
yeah,
and I get the reason why you're down there in your tractor.
You see it.
I'd probably do the same thing just so I had both there handy. Besides that, I got mine trained, and I don't have that one.
That's what you do. But again,
there's a lot of truth to that right there.
To clarify one more time, though, all he's saying is here's the data discussed in previous meetings, and he's recommending that you build this in to the budget for the upcoming fiscal year, that is to say, reimburse him $573 a month for the use of the truck and the well. That's, and then you take it under advisement and let him know.
I mean tractor and welder.
I mean tractor and welder.
We're gonna be prepared to adopt the tentative budget tonight, right? Is this taken into consideration at all?
I did have those numbers, no.
You did?
None of those.
What about the other?
The other
pay raise was included.
The other, yes.
And in the RDA budget, we'll get to in a couple of seconds on that resolution, the $15,000.
I was just asking, and I'm not arguing what to sleep. The only thing I say is I don't have any disagreements with any of this, but I do think we ought to have some kind of contract on your equipment, saying, you know, that just something written in verbal versus a verbal, if that makes sense. Yes.
Well, I think that's what this is.
And use it all right here.
This sets the framework to do what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Right. And just something that we both sign and saying, hey, you know, if there is an injury or whatever, because there's a lot more that can go into it. But
yeah.
Now, Dave said that this figure of $6,875 is not built into the city budget this time, but that's why you have a tentative budget to gather more information before you adopt the final budget. But now, back to the next item of business, and I'll shut up, Mike, is the fact when you do adopt the resolution for the CDRA budget, again, to reemphasize, the $15,000 increase it takes to 30 to 15 will be a transfer payment out of the RDA.
Okay, so, Mark, I thought that it was just going to pay your salary, not necessarily.
It's going to be $33,000. $33,000.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what we.
$33,000 will be transferred out of the RDA.
And that will cover yours plus the increase.
Yeah.
However you want to look at it, I mean, yeah.
With mine, at the $7.54 an hour, there's FICA that brings it up to $18,000 a year. Okay, any quick, clear?
Yeah, that's clear.
So when are we going to act on this? On which part? This five.
Tentative budget's on the agenda for the.
For the city council. So this is part what has to be brought up in city council meeting on our tentative budget.
On the pending. So he can put that in, you can insert it tonight, we can vote on it?
We can talk about it during the budget. We can't do nothing with it during.
That part has to be in the city council meeting. It was only brought up here because it was previously discussed in our meeting.
To get those costs to us is.
All right, I just wonder when we're going to.
Yeah.
But that part, again, is not a budget item for the RJ.
All right. Okay. So the next item on our agenda tonight is to adopt the resolution of CDR A 2021-01, a resolution adopting the tentative budget for the 2021-22 budget for the Community Development and Rural Agency.
What is the budget? We got any figures?
I don't think we have it.
No, we don't.
I don't have a copy.
We looked at that.
I might mention that in this budget, Dave and I talked a lot about this, is the money we know will have in hand of about $320,000 in grants. We expect a lot more grants as the fiscal year proceeds, but we'll just open up the budget and put that money in to come here. But for right now, the fixed amount that we've got, that we know we have in grants, is $300,000, I think it's about $320,000 in there.
Dave, do we have to have any other budget contents on this here to adopt this?
The RDA one, they're all on the one with the cover letter. That's like the very back page of it.
Right behind that budget statement.
Okay.
Page 16.
Last page. So there we go. Questions on that?
I can't get the line straight. Is that 300? Is that Utah Rec?
It's on this one here.
That's a combination of the other funding we have, including maybe 67.
But that's basically.
That's all the other guy.
Yeah.
That's the trails and minerals project.
Second.
Anybody have any questions? Since Kevin just found it, or spelled it wrong, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm right there.
Okay. So I have a motion by Sam and seconded by Russell to adopt the resolution CDR A 2021-01, a resolution adopting a tentative 2021-2022 budget for the Community Development and Renewal Agency, CDRA. Roll call.
Justin?
Yeah.
Kevin?
Yes.
Russell?
Yes.
Rodney?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
I don't have anything to report what Mont hasn't already brought up. Did you have anything else, Mont?
No, sir.
for start level.
You just take the 2 million, you'll be the target.
I see they're starting on Todd Beasley's out there, huh?
Yeah. If you can get across on the non-weekend. Across the road.
We need to make motion to pull the RDA?
Yes.
Say. All those in favor?
Aye.
Did you give that, Jeannie, who made the motion and seconded?
Okay.
Look, Bill, for.
Local building authority?
Yep, local building authority. Special meeting now. Close that one down.